Here at the Syngenta Media Day, I'm speaking with Marydell Chilton, and we're learning a lot about what Syngenta Biotechnology is involved in, the kinds of research, and as I understand it, you were the first director or executive director of this type of research here for Syngenta?
Yeah, that's right. I joined CBGAGI, as we were called then, mm-hmm. in 1983. And put up the first building here in Research Triangle Park.
We were able to hear you a little bit before lunch, and I would love to just have you tell us a little bit about kind of how you got involved in this area that's now become such a major part of what we do in research and technology in agriculture.
When I was a graduate student, I became very interested in DNA experiments, and we knew that bacterial DNA could be taken up by a bacterium and incorporated into its chromosomal DNA. This recombination process intrigued me. The efficiency of it intrigued me. It seemed impossibly efficient. I went from there to studying how similar the DNA has to be in order for the bacterium to be able to do that. And I basically intellectually cut my teeth on the idea that you have to have homology between the donor DNA and the DNA of the recipient cell. And therefore, when I came to the agrobacterium and plant transformation project, I came with the attitude, this bacterium can't be putting DNA into that plant. You know, I came to prove that that wasn't true. And the data began to show that the opposite was the case. So I came kicking and screaming to the conclusion that this was indeed happening.
Can you tell us that point at which you really felt you had a breakthrough that has certainly evolved into so much more?
I guess in January 1983, a number of speakers, including myself at the Miami Winter Symposium, announced a list of results that showed that we had all the pieces in hand now to make a useful genetically engineered plant. So that was the birth of the possibility. It wasn't yet finished technology, but it was. We knew we could do it.
So how did you feel at that time in making that realization?
Oh, it was high. It was a high time, and it was time to move to industry where the technology could be put to work, where it could be refined and finally put to work. It wasn't academic anymore.
Well, now with the work that's being done in biotechnology and genetically modifying plants, what would you say to people about the kinds of things that this is allowing us to do, and what are the types of benefits that you see coming from this?
I think the technology will allow us to make plants resist diseases and insects and various kinds of pestilences that we used to have to treat with chemicals. We can make the plant have its own weapon arsenal. I think we will be able to improve the nutritional quality of plants. Especially this may be important for third world consumption. We can hopefully make plants become resistant to drought, tolerant to cold, tolerant to spring flooding, and so on. Those things are a little farther down the road. You have to know more about the process of sensitivity in order to correct these things. But it'll be possible.
How about from a safety standpoint for people who might have some concerns? What would you say to them about the safety of what you're doing in this type of work?
All the products that come out of this technology are tested. I think the technology per se is innately safer than the technology of breeding that's been used in the past. Because it's more precise, we know exactly what we're putting in there, we know exactly what it's meant to do, and we can pretty well guess what kinds of unpredicted things might occur and test for those. So all told, I feel that safety is not going to be an important issue. It may be an important issue in the minds of consumers, but it will not be a problem, let me put it that way.
Is there anything else that you would like people to know about the work that you've done over the years and are doing still here today at Syngenta that we didn't touch on?
Sure. I think the message is that it is so much fun. It's really interesting. It's been totally absorbing throughout my career. And I'm past retirement age, and I still come to work early every day, eager to get at it, continue my research.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Marydell Chilton, and we're here at the Syngenta Media Day in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.